Imagine.
But
It's this week.
that's
Thing I want to know, you
no,
learn
Wednesday's game day.
between the beers? Like, when do you learn? When do you work? I mean, I'm at work.
Wasn't in Israel. Christmas for losers.
Not sure. It's getting pretty good. They have a pretty good lineup. Great lineup.
There's no beach.
Oh, first of all, Sesame's there, so you don't have to worry about your breakfast. You get your breakfast over there. No, so your breakfast is there. Yeah.
I didn't see it very
basically,
much.
Whoever wants to call us.
No.
No.
It's like it's
yeah, we can. I don't remember. No, but if you take a look at the questions they actually gave us, that's absolutely a question.
So well, you see the word, you like it. Yeah. You couldn't get it out. He had stuck by the. Yeah.
It seemed very interesting question.
The mattress,
yeah,
extra pair of savings. That S is engraved in my head, you know. The extra S is the savings.
You sleep? Why? Hyperactive,
Sorry? Ours for kids?
Because we learned that you still has a website. We learned that you still has a website. If you want to go on the website and order, you can go.
You get diapers?
That also.
I went to a wedding last night, Chassan,
has diaper?
On Monday, had emergency surgery.
Or what?
Appendix.
Are you serious?
Appendix.
So he was limping around?
It is 2 days of recovery by his Chassan last night. I showed up at Kabbalah Sapana and the father of the chassan who I was there for was holding one side and the was holding the other side like they were walking.
He did dance?
He did the dance. He did the dance. Not the dance.
I didn't stay for dance.
You don't want to rip it open?
No, you gotta be careful.
I actually very wanted careful. To stay. You know what it was? It was y'all trying to skip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I threw the invitation in the garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Where was it?
That is a month ago. So.
Wow.
Oh.
Like, why didn't I know?
Just for the chuppah?
Yeah, no. I went in for a kabbalah and I wanted to stay.
Who's your neighbor, no?
That they were my neighbor.
You know that
no,
means.
No, my neighbor.
Appendix.
He's about Kyra and
Anyway, let's go. You ready?
It's like a holy man who was on a different.
He's a cool train.
He's a holy man.
No, he's.
He's the original drink from Monte?
He's a quiet drink.
Oh, it's from Michael, no?
That drink's from Michael?
His father's Darke.
That's a Brooklyn. Different
really.
As far as the sukkah, guy. As far as the sukkah. As far as the big sukkah.
Kids with pay, as always.
As far as the sukkah, yeah, sukkah with all the decorations.
If you think his father's not as nuts as his brother was,
not nuts. It's you're nuts.
It's a trip into the office.
You don't. When you come to your mom's house, you don't scream from a half block away. You don't scream. I'm here, mom. I'm here.
Now, what would you call that? That's very.
He's super normal.
It is. It's unbelievable.
2019 normal.
He's got one extra screw tight. Just a little.
I told you.
These guys are like.
I told you after October 7th. I'm not kidding with you. It was about a week afterwards that someone in my office was having a discussion in less than a week, and he didn't know what Hamas was. Forget about October 7th. He had no idea that that happened, but he was asking what's Hamas.
From guy?
From guy. Talking about your old train.
Your old train works in your office?
Yeah.
That's where he goes.
So I went to the wedding. But
which train? Which train? I must know who he is.
He doesn't, these rooms, he doesn't, he keeps himself mobile.
Even if you're under a rock, they spoke
it's
about
it. It's not true. I have, no, you.
not right in the beginning.
Well, my old yeshiva, he's been months here, Zolman's. He's a big master, he flipped out, you know, good. And, but he's like with a kid. He goes to my school. Came last night to visit me, I don't have it, huh? In the middle of my phone, ding, ding, like, the, you know, two alerts and a stroll, they lost the tunnel. He's like, what's going on over there? I said, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know, I know there's a war, but like, where are we holding? Like, I don't know, people are getting killed. He's like, yeah, like, Mamash, like,
so they're saying the whole day they have no idea.
Mamash had no idea. No, he doesn't listen to news, he doesn't read.
You don't let them have radios in yeshiva.
No,
you can't. Oh, it's my problem.
It's not my problem. WCBS880.com.
The reason why I say it's such a chiddush is because the guy's in the office from 9 to 5 every day.
I'm trying to remember where I got my
yeshiva. Okay, let's go.
Let's see if it pops up on the screen.
Let's go, let's go.
He
doesn't understand why Avi's so attached to Matsio that every time he comes to Avi's office, a picture of Matsio on the screen. He didn't realize that there's a problem. Every day I come in, whenever post I come in, you're looking at Matsio.
I think it's always there. I don't think it pops up.
How old is he at the end of the day? 86.
At the end of the day, I think it was 86.
He died 5 years ago.
He's 86.
When people lose it, they say that the rest of the time is this is as a matzah.
Is what?
A lot of
okay, we have a lot to learn today. You guys can continue being matzel your all your stuff. But Levi, we have to learn. Awesome. Keep hands the tissues, please. The napkins.
These this schmackes.
I don't know what happened over here. A guy needed a box. He's sick for his child.
Yeah, Mr. Garber had to make
something. His wife said you gotta bring him tissue boxes.
You gave out donuts yesterday?
We didn't get.
We're supposed to get donuts today. Lechoy.
They're here already.
No, it's not. We're supposed to get donuts today because Lechoy Tzvi started Dafyam a year ago. Huh? Special donuts.
You want the next one? Yeah,
that's I hope they come. If not, I'll send you to get some whatever.
There's a kid also that is.
Zot Gemara. Let's pay attention, guys. It's a little bit, you got to pay attention. It's an easy Gemara, but you have to understand what's going on.
This is just short.
So Gemara says,
I understand that language.
I think it's Tanar.
There's Toyintan is Ganav and there's Ganav. Toyintan is Ganav is where a guy says that he's a Shomer and he says that it got stolen. And then they find out that it's not stolen, makes a Shua and he pays Kefal. Ganav means the guy just steals. Now look at the Torah that if a guy steals, in Matzit to Matzit Yodah Ganeva, Meshach Hamar Asech Chaim Shaim Shalom. The first pasuk in Shmos. That's regular Geneva. That's not what's called. The next pasuk of this one, in the bottom pasuk, I'll call by Pesha, I'll show Achamar, I'll say, I'll Sam, I'll call Avesh, Yen, Mech, Yuzet, Adalik, Adalihim, Yavid, Vashneim, Asher, Ashim, Elihim, Yisham, Shvam, Lereyu. That is Shomer. Bekadim. You have a Bekadim, you're watching with someone. So there's two different psukim. Now, the Gemara, we have Machlokes, where the psukim are saying. One man never said the first person is going by Ganav, and one man never says the first person is going by Toyintan is Ganav. And now the Gemara is going to say, the Gemara is going to bring down a ton of Mecheskia, and this whole blot is on the Liman of Tana Mecheskia, and it actually finishes the last word of the blot. And then the Gemara goes on to change the Gemara says it can't be a klal par klal, it has to be a ribui, because it doesn't make sense, it's a double klal. We'll see the Gemara. We'll try to get through it. It's not the Gemara. So, Bishlam Man Amar Chad the Ganav, Chad Toyin Tan Ganav, is a Pasuk in Shmoy the Ganav, and the Pasuk over here is Toyin Tan Ganav. Very nice. They're both the same outcome. Both of them he stole it. But by Toyin Tan Ganav, he didn't actually touch the Chafetz. He just says that it got stolen, and they find it in his closet.
So when he accepted it to watch, he put it right away there.
He put it in his safe deposit box. And then the guy comes back, he says, I don't know, I put it in my house. Remember, I told you, I put it in the china closet. I have no idea. Meanwhile, it was in a safety deposit box. The guy found a few years later, he saw him wearing the Rolex. Yeah, it makes a shvua, and let's go by it. By the regular guy, there's no shvua. So it's more like this. Bishlam on the Amar, Chad Beganav, the Chad Beturin Tanz Ganav, means one pasuk is going by guy, one Beturin Tanz Ganav, shopping. So everything is very good. You have a lima for both. And like we said, that we're trying to learn out Shor said, "Davish gufa mamin, davish metalton gufa mamin." As opposed to kakoyes, we say my kakoyes or my avodim shoros kakoyes. That's what we said. So bishlam l'man amar chav gam chav tanz ganav. Shapir, everything is great. L'man amar tarvayu tanz ganav. They're both going by shiner. So Ganav Matzah Nolei. How do you know that an actual Ganav that steals pays kefil? So v'chi tema, very simple. Leisiv kav chaymer. The turning down is Ganav. This is a kav chaymer because the turning down is Ganav. We are shamer, and over there you actually didn't touch it. You just said that it's stolen, and over there you chayv kefil for sure. Over here you chayv kefil. So once it died, lovely, there's kanodim. Then by every ganav, she has to make a shvur. And we know that the redeeming quality of a ganav is that he doesn't need to make a shvur, he pays kefil either way. So nafgaleis, Gemara says, you're right, you learn out Metana Bechaskia. And this is the whole Gemara, so let's try to get it clear. Metana Bechaskia, Metana Bechaskia, Yoyma Ashur Viganeva. All you have to say is, by the first pasuk, it says in matzit to matzit yoda ganeva mishor akamor atse chaim shnayim shama. So yoy mashor v'ganeva. This going by this pasuk is well, we're going to manor that is they're both going to turn times gana both sukkah. The woman of the holds this pasuk going by regular ganeva. You read the pasuk regular. The first pasuk in shmois chal beis gimel is going by ganeva regular ganeva. You just touch a guy's stuff. This man over there is going by turning times Ganav. But we're trying to learn out the Ganav. We don't know. If it's not going by turning, if it's going by Ganav, then you don't have the whole Gemara is irrelevant. Because you have one pasuk by Ganav, one pasuk by turning times Ganav. We're saying they're both going by turning times Ganav. So how do we know Ganav? So we have to learn it out. So Gemara says, Yoyim Eshar V'Ganeva. Just say Shar V'Ganeva. Don't say anything else. V'Akol B'Chlal. Everything will be included. So basically, the pasuk reads, "Imatzit imatzit yoda ganeva mishor shnayim mishal." You know, everything is included. So Gemara says, "Ilukach ha'yisaimer ma'prat mefurish kol v'gam zbeach," which is shor. It's you bring it to mizbeach af kol v'gam zbeach. So only things that could go on the mizbeach. That's what you would think. So Gemara says, "So malach ma yesh lach lahav yiseh." So what are you going to say? You say seh. Kishoyim is seh, already seh amar. What's seh adding to shor? It's not adding anything. Because you already said karav agam is bach. Seh is also karav agam is bach. There's nothing added, there's no addition to seh. You're saying, you can't just say shor. Because you say shor, then you think only karav is bach. Okay, so then you say seh. Well, seh's not adding anything. So, already seh amar. Seh, it's funny the way the Gemara says seh amar. It's not seh amar. It means the limud of seh is already said in shor. It's already included in shor. So Haman and Mekayim Ganeva. So what's the point? The rabbi is called over. Means the fact that we say in matzit matzit yoda ganeva mishor ad seh. Let's take out Hamar for right now. Chaim Shnayim Mishalim is telling you seh is coming to include everything. So when it says Yom Yishar v'Seh v'Ganeva, v'Akol b'Chlal. And then just say that. But the Torah doesn't finish over there. The Torah says Chamor. So the Torah doesn't finish. She Yom Yishar v'Seh v'Ganeva, v'Akol b'Chlal. Ilu kach, ha'yisayim ma'apran l'furish, dava kosh b'chayro. Av kol dava kosh b'chayro. Only sounds good. So Maya Shvach Chlal. He said, what are you going to mean? Chamor. Kishoyim v'Chamor, and Chamor Amor. The Chamor is also included already, because we already said kosh b'chayro. What's Chamor adding that we don't have Mishar v'Seh? Again, the same thing. Amani Mekayim Ganeva. The Rabbi is called over. It must be coming to tell you called over. So Zot the Gemara, and that's coming to include everything. Yom Mishar v'Chamor Seh v'Ganeva. Say, just say, in Matzvos v'Yad Ganeva, Mishar v'Chamor Atseh Shnayim Mishal. What's, just say that. Ma'akol v'Chalal. What do you need the rest of the pasuk? Ilu kach yisoymer ma'apram v'furish balachayim. Av kol balachayim. So you see, you think only balachayim because that's what the pasuk is saying. Mishar chamor atzeh. So the fact of the matter is, if that's the case, so kishuay mechayim, harichayim amar already said that. That's what shar chamor atzeh are all live animals. So chayim is superfluous because it totally you have no shaychus. Hamani mechayim ganeva. So why does it say chayim? The rabbi is called davar. That's the limud of Chetar Mechaskia. It must be to tell you, because this pasuk is extra. Pasuk doesn't stem. What do you have to say for? It must be to tell you that Halacha, that called Davar, and this is telling you that Geneva, turning, not turning to Ganav, pays Kefil. Because you're in this pasuk, you're including, even though the pasuk is going by 20 times Ganav, but the pasuk is extra. Chaim is extra. It must be come and tell you that everything is included, and it's come and tell you, and that's how you know Ganav. That's how you know Ganav.
Not really.
Regular Ganav. Mm-hmm. Regular Ganav. That's how you know regular Ganav. Sazoti Gemara. So Amar Mar. Now the Gemara is gonna explain. So we said, let's see the Gemara. Amar Mar. Yemer Shor v'Ganeva. What do we say? The top of the Amud said Tana Mechaski. We're trying to explain Tana Mechaski. We're not understanding what Tana Mechaski was saying. He just went out on a limb to explain that this pasuk is extra because you should have just said in Matzit to Matzit Yoda Ganeva Mishar. That's how the Gemara started. So Gemara says that this does not sit right with us. Amar Yom Shor v'Ganeva. You say Shor and Ganeva, and then you know everything. That was the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara says Miksiv Shor v'Ganeva. The pasuk says in Matzit to Matzit v'Yoda Ganeva Mishar. It doesn't say in Matzit to Matzit Shor v'Yoda Ganeva. First it says Ganeva, then it says Shor. So, if anything, you would say it's a prop. So, Gemara says, Miksiv Shor v'Ganeva, Ganeva Shor v'Dichsiv.
So, what's changing now that it's Ganeva's in front?
Because if the Ganeva's first and then it's Shor, so there's a prod over here. Shor is not, it's not an inclusive, if it's Shor's first and then Ganeva, so the Ganeva's coming to include everything. Matzit Matzit is Shor ha-Ganeva. Just come tell you.
Ganeva is the claw and Shor is the perk.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
If it's claw and claw, then it's excluded. If it's prod the claw, it depends on the order of the bus.
If prod the claw, then it will be.
You include everything. But here it's claw and prod.
So it's claw and prod. So then it means you go bust the last thing. The claw goes after the prod. So it means you have a claw and then you have a prod. It must be Torah's telling you a prod for what? It's telling you to tell you that there's no claw. So then you don't have the whole limit.
So it only
work if Shor was first.
Only
Shor.
Only Shor. This
question will only be relevant if Shor goes first.
Yeah. So Gemara says, "Amar Yemer Shor v'Ganeva, Miksiv Shor v'Ganeva, Ganeva Shor v'Dichsiv." V'chitema. And if you want to say, "Ilu Ne'emar Kama," it was saying, if it would say Shor first, "Ilu Ne'emar Shor v'Ganeva," u'mimatz Amrit Ma Pram Mefurish. It doesn't fit. It says, "Ma Pram Mefurish Have a Shor Prat v'Ganeva Klal." Prav klal nas. What's our main problem? Furish.
Because
the Gemara says, "Il kach yis aimer." On top, the Gemara says, "Ma problem of furish," but that's not what it is. At the beginning, there's a klal. Yeah. He's saying, if you would want to say, you're saying a theoretical thing means if it would say Shor first, it'll be prad and klal.
No,
sure. Yeah, it'd be prime cloud. If you would say Shor first, but cloud. But that's not what the Gemara. That's not how the Gemara finishes off. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "Il kachi so ema prime mafurish dov hakodesh b'chayro, af kol dov hakodesh b'chayro," which is fakert.
No, it's more inclusive.
No, it's less inclusive.
No, it's
ilu nemar kama. Ilu nemar Shor v'Ganeva. One second. Chitam ilu nemar kama that if it would say. Shor and then Ganeva.
You remember
Shor and Ganeva. Mi matz Amrit Ma Prama Furish. Have Shor Prama Ganeva Klal. Prama Klal. Now it's Klal Moisla Prat. It's Shor Avul Chal Mili. Right. Then you'll be mad about everything, and that's not the case. That's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying Fakert. That it's a miut.
Or it's kind of prat. I mean, it's more limiting than just everything.
It's limited. Yeah. Elo Kedachsiv. It must be like the way it says, which is Ganeva and then Shor.
Back to the question of
Paul. So he back, it doesn't fit. Hello, Kamri, Ganeva Shor. Mi matz Amar Kol b'Chlal. Oy ma pram furish havli Ganeva Klal v'Shor Prat. Klal Prat em Klal Masher Prat. Shor minachin eloy. That doesn't work. So maybe this whole limud. This whole ton of Becheski on top of the Amud doesn't really work in the way the Pasuk, in the sequence of the Pasuk. So this whole it's not the lima doesn't fit. So what's Cheski's lima? So Gemara says you're right. Cheski's lima amarava tana achaim kusamachle. No, there's a pasuk. If you look at the pasuk, matzah yodah gneva meshorach amar atzeh chayim shnayim mishalim. That's the lima over here. The klal uprat uklal kamale. So you have a klal. Klal is geneva. Prat is shor. So really, it's excluding everything, and it comes back to include chayim. Chayim is including everything. So you have klal prat uklal. Fetim marav aloy dami klal basir lekol kama. We have a klal and prat klal that the first klal. You have a klal prat uklal. They have to be similar, and it's not. Because the first geneva is coming to include everything. Chaim is only specific chaim. So then it's not all inclusive. Hatan Rebbe Shmuel, who the Chiyagam Dorish Kalei Prati. He holds that that's not a problem. V'Hachik Kashle. And now we're going back to explain Tan Rechezkiah, that whole topic of Amud, the Gemara had explained what the limud was and goes through it. Now it's different than what we said. In matzei to matzei, lamali. What is it to matzei to matzei? Yom eshor v'geneva v'chaim. Just say shor geneva v'chaim. V'akol b'klal. Because you have a klal prat klal. So once you look at it, you say, I'm a ma prat mafurish, go back, go down his back. Because what's the prat? Shor. You have a klal geneva, prat shor, and then klal v'chaim. So what would you say? You say ma prat davar korban gan zbeach, af kol korban gan zbeach. So Gemara says ma'ayesh l'chavi seh. So that's why you have to say seh to try to include more stuff, not just korban gan zbeach, because otherwise the prat would be only exclusive. If you want to say, I would say amar. That's included in shor. Hamad mekayim ganeva. The rab is called amar. So you have ganeva shor seh mekayim v'akol b'chlal. So what do you mean chamar? You can say ma prat furish davar korban b'chara, af kol korban b'chara. Ma'ayesh l'chavi chamar. Gemara says, okay, but that's extra. Shor mechamar, mechamar amar. Because we already said sen shor, like we asked before. Sen shor, I'm telling you, kosh b'chayro. Mechamar amar, man mechayim geneva. The ram is called double. Yem geneva, shor v'sen mechamar v'chayim. V'akol b'chal. Just say that. Ilu ken yisoyim ma pram furish b'chayim. Alkol b'chayim. Ma yesh l'ha v'shar b'chayim. You can't tell me you included chayim. That's already included, so it's extra. Hamani mekayim geneva l'rab is kol davar. Hamani mekayim geneva l'rab is kol davar. L'rab is kol davar. That's what's coming to tell you. It's coming to tell you everything, not just chayim, and that's limited pasuk. So basically, klal prat klal. And come and tell you, and yeah, it's extra. At the end of the day, chaim is extra. And so come and tell you everything. So for the Gemara, so now, in mimotzi to motzi, it starts, the pasuk starts with mimotzi to motzi yodah geneva, meshoar chamor atzeh chaim shalom shalom. But you don't need that. Because you have a klal prat klal from hageneva meshoar chamor atzeh chaim shalom shalom, klal prat klal, which includes everything. You cover all your grounds. Because we said, you don't need seh, because you have shor. So it says not adding anything, it's only adding Kedusha B'chayra. Then you don't need Chamor. What's Chamor adding? Kol Baal Chaim. Then what's Chaim adding? It must be adding Kol Dova. Then what's Imatzi Tematzi saying? The beginning of the Pasuk. Imatzi Tematzi Lamali.
The article says that's part of the price, that's the last Kasha. Part of Chizkiah's price. And then one is asking, it's good Kasha.
Imatzi Tematzi Lamali. That's the end of the Gemara. One second. Amayim Kaim Ganeva, the Rabbis. Called over. One second. I'm a cloud product. My name can't cloud product. I was called over. I had the most to say lovely. That's the end of the Gemara. Rashi says, Welcome, Askar, and Tabay Kaskia. The Gemara is blind by Kasha. The Gemara says, according to Kaskia, in must to say lovely. Yeah, I have it on the line. The Rashi just missed it. Yes. The article, by the way.
Yeah.
He has
it.
He already got it. Oh, he's rolling. So basically, this is the end of the Gemara, and Chatam Cheskiah stems. The only kasha you have, he must matze. That's it. This is done. So Gemara said, Yehachi Shapi Kasha. It's good kasha. This is a good question.
Continuing the conversation.
No, because the Gemara wants to. No, because the Gemara wants to finish the limud of Tana Mecheskia. So now we're done with Tana Mecheskia. We got a good limud. You know, got careful. Now we're saying, okay, Lamais is a good kasha. Shabbat kasha. Isle percha. So Gemara says isle percha. The Rav is called Dava Mechik Maisle. How do you know everything? Mechol Basra. Klal Gufe Chaim Ksivne. But Lamaisa, there's a hole in this claw. Because, yeah, I understand you're saying that it's superfluous and you don't need Chaim. And if it says Chaim, it must be telling you something more. But Lamaisa, it says Chaim. So you're learning out from Chaim that a shtender would be Chaim and Kefal? That doesn't make sense. The word is telling you that it's live. Livestock, not a shtender.
And it's a claw.
So then it's, how could this be? So there's a flaw in this limud. That's what we're saying. That's what you need to tell you. It's extra limud, and that's how that helps out the claw, prod the claw, to tell you.
That is the claw, prod the claw.
No, in the matzei.
Two claw.
It's two claw, right. Two claw. There's two claw. There's two claw. It's two claw.
No, no, but the matzei matze is two claw and then the pot, but that's a claw, prod the claw.
That's the question, yeah.
Right. Why you need it?
Yeah.
Same with, there is a claw, prod the claw without the matzei, the matzei.
What's that? Is the claw, prod the claw? We're changing from the Gneva and the Chaim business.
With this two,
we're falling off from that. Now it's a new chal prat. This matzah is
two. No, you need him matzah to be able to learn this chal prat klal.
No, that is the chal prat klal. That's more kasha. It's two klal next to each other. Matzah is chal klal. It's not chal prat klal. The more saying that's a whole new chal prat klal.
If you don't have the whole chal prat klal, you don't get to first base. You need the other one also to get there.
Matzah is chal klal, and then all the three things are the problem. And that's more kasha, but the klal is next to each other.
No, and there's a klal basra.
The Timotze is the claw basa. Timotze, Timotze.
I mean, there's claw in A.
Number four?
What?
Number four?
No, 1 second. I'll get claw in A.
Wow, you learn.
I'm saying Timotze, Timotze. Those are now the marks.
Timotze, Timotze.
Yeah. First, before you get
that. All right, it's the most kasha. Yeah.
What's that?
So Mishamachi Yitzchak, it must say to tell you it's two klal, and that's going to tell you. Otherwise, you have a flaw in the klal. The other klal won't work. So Vashnei klal is the smicha adodininu, and that doesn't work. That's not the klal that we're handling, that we learn. I'm reading the Amr Narava. Kamokshel Metz Shnei klal is smuchim zelzeh. Hot the proper name, but doing the klal prop, you sort of stick in a prat. So Shadi Shor Ben Matzit Matzit Lasuy Mai Yisur Ba'achaim. Mechaim nafka. Then you don't need it.
That's a claw. You can move it.
Yeah. Balchaim, mechaim nafka. Elasu yudav she'im balchaim. V'dor shokhi, ma'a pram fush, don't tell to give a moment. Afka, don't tell to give a moment. V'su, shodhi chamore ben yamotz motze, elasu yamai. Means you have, at the end of the day, you have a posik of shor se chamor and chaim. So yeah, you're saying that you have a double claw and you're changing, but the posik has to shtim. So the Gemara is saying, okay, so you're going to stick it in to between your claw. Okay, but you don't need all of them. You only need one. So again, the whole pasuk is extra then. Then your pshat doesn't shtim. So the Gemara is trying to figure out how to make it shtim. So shadi chamor ben yamotz matzeh la'asu yamai, ila asu yadav she'im balachayim, mishon afka. So you don't need that. That's extra. Ela asu yadav mesuyim. It must come done mesuyim. Done mesuyim is, like we said, Rashi learns something that has to have a simen. Rashi says over here, interesting, in Avodavish Ain Masurim Loy. When we brew that Shina law. If you learn Mashmuruso, you can't learn it out from, means it's obvious, the Yesh Behemoth Harbash Ain Mam Simon. Means Lakhara, the Mashmurusa, the Kronaf, go to Mukaena Prata Shah. Then you would go that it should be like Shah, not like. It has to be similar to that. So Gemara says, "Alasu da masuya b'yachi selamli el riba." Oh, so that's it. So now we have a problem. You jumped to a conclusion and you said that you can't. He must matzah extra. What do you mean must matzah? So it must be that the limit is matzah. Then we have a problem. It's too close. So must stick a prop in him. Stick a prop in him only works so far. You don't need all the pratim over here. You don't need.
No, first one.
You don't need seh. You don't need seh. So now if you don't need seh, then your limud can't work. So then what? So then doesn't work this whole thing. So Gemara changes, and Gemara says we're not going with klal pra klal. We're going riba miyat riba. Elo riba miyat riba. Who could tell me every shmol? The term every shmol. It says b'mayim. Yeah, this pasuk. Yeah. It says ezeh toichlu mekol asher b'mayim. Kol asher lo isnapi v'kaskasen. And it has fins and scales. B'mayim b'yam v'cholim ois b'chelo. So it's you have a klal prat klal. Well, sorry, no, riba miyad riba. We're not going klal prat klal. So Gemara is like this. The term is on b'mayim b'mayim base pum. Ein ze klal prat el riba umiyad v'riba riba kol. My Rabbi kol mili ihaki to kohan and prat lomli. It says kol asher lo isnap v'kas. No, now we're going back to us.
What are we just saying now?
We're saying that there's a new lima called Riba Miad Riba. The only problem...
This was just an example?
Yeah. Mayim is an example. So you see over there that there's it's Riba Miad Riba, and we're being marba everything. So Gemara says, so Yach Kohani Prat Lomli, Lamaisa, our Pasuk, if you look at the Pasuk, it says, in Matzit Matzit Yoda Ganeva, Meshar Chamar Atzeh Chaim Shnaim Shalom. So he's saying it's a Riba Miad Riba, Riba Akol, everything's included. So then what's Shar Chamar Atzeh? Why does the Torah say it? You obviously come tell me it to exclude other stuff. What do you come to exclude? Otherwise, why do you say it? So Gemara says, because if you look by Mayim, by that pasuk of Mayim, there's no exclusions in it. It just says, Azeta echlu makasha ba Mayim, kasha lo istanfikas kasas, but yam, so everything's included. Everything that has a istanfikas kasas is included. There's no.
Maybe what? The Mayim. I think the Mayim is the Nechalim is the Chalpa, is the Rigumir. What type of words have to be on? Could be in caves and all the Boyishik Namaras. As opposed to just.
I know, but there's no Miat. There's no Miat of any fish.
No, not fish. It's the type of. Which
I mean, the Miat is the water. Only water you need stomach successes.
Only water of Nechalim.
Right, I'm saying, but the Torah does not say, if the Torah would say sea fish and this fish and that fish, then there'll be a problem over here. Right now, anything that's in water is included that has stomach successes is good. But by us, by the first pasuk, the Torah speaks out, Shor Chamar and Seh. Shor Chamar and Seh is a problem.
Yeah.
So Gemara says, so what are we in Mayat? If you tell me it's Miat Riba, Miat Riba, then there's something, just, again, there's a hole in this pasuk. So Gemara says, no, not a problem at all. Why? And Geneva v'chayim, the fact that it says Geneva v'chayim, that's also extra. What's that telling you? That's coming halacha.
Look at the
Rav. The Amar achia lekeren ken shiganav. You put the it's a Gemara later on that if you steal a behema and then it gets weak, you look at it the way it was when you stole it, not the way it is now. That's a special halacha. That's what we'll learn now from there. So Gemara says, "V'lamanda machad beganav." Now we're going back to all the way back to the Gemara. If you hold chad beganav, chad 20 times ganav. So the ganav atzma inakule, maybe you might say a ganav. Zayim matzi timatzi my darishbe. What's he give the actual this word he matzi timatzi? I mean, if you're going that they're both going 20 times Ghana and we're learning what we learned out till now. But now, going back, what are you doing with the Matzah? Gemara says, Berlich Hilero Barahili. The Amr Barahili, my time in the Rav, the Amr Amr Yukanah, so Achapo Aiden Potter, the Chsim, in Matzah Matzah. In Matzah Aiden, to Matzah Dianan, Prana Mashir's Atzmai. If you guilty lies yourself, then you're not going to be Chai. Lamanu with Tavai, 20 times Ghana. The high must say ma'akul the ganav atzmai. So Mashiach atzmai. And how does he know his halacha? then if you guiltalize yourself, you chayiv, the potter. Masher yashin elohim, lehem masher is atzmai. Elohim means bezer. Lamana machab gan khatan gan the isley not the mustar shir sat ma so what's he do to what's a shir ma dosh bay am la khum bay le lamad be kas potter so then I was then back to square one but this I don't know man no matter what turn gan so my kas back boy then is khayf he is only pop the taka lamana machab gan khatan gan the nafle gan ma hasa bishan was in must khara ma li we said very good have a kohani proti lovely. What about all these things? These problems we have Shulchan Aruch Sechaim. So Gemara says, "Ketan Berishmal, Ketan Berishmal, Kol Parshas Nem Vanishnas, Lanishnas Eladoshen Schashba." That yes, there's times in the Torah that when the Torah repeats a pasuk, and repeats everything, it's only for Doshen Schashba. And Enochanami, Shulchan Aruch Sechaim. That's just extra. The Torah just repeated it, but really there's no limit from it. Fine, easy way out. So now the Gemara says, okay, very nice. But maybe the Ganav means a Shvua, just like Kefil, just like the Tarnitan's Ganav. So Gemara says, Lo Yisrael Kedaitach, the Tanya of Yaakov and Mishnai Mishalom, Shaloi B'Shvua. Atam Mishlo B'Shvua, Ene El B'Shvua. Am Lo Kachoyo. Lo Kachoyo, Mai Lo Kachoyo. Mai Vaya, Lo Yilich Terech Mon Hashnai Mishalom, the Ganav, Lo Yisrael Kedaitach, Tarnitan's Ganav. Matan Ganav, the Teo, Asa Yodi, Am Kodesh Shalom Tree, Ganav Atam, the Shvua, Asa Yodi, Kolchkin. Elo Shnayim Shalom is just one of the God of Atzma Lamali. Why? Shafil Shlei B'Shvua. To tell you, the Yim Shlei B'Shvua. Fred Gemara V'Hai Im Imatzei L'Achu D'Asa. What do you tell me you need Imatzei for this? Amir Bari L'Cha Tanya. We need it for a different thing. We have another limit. Katanya Yodai. Ain't Le'el Yodai. Means Allah is, if a guy steals, it says Imatzei Kimatzei B'Yodai Aganeva. So it means, you're telling me that only if I actually steal it and have it in my hand? What happens if I put it in my backyard? My backyard is an extension of my hand, but it's not my hand. That's what the word is tell you. So you tell me what the Matzah is telling you. Yashin Elihi. Mashiach is Asma, right?
Now go back to
Rivamiya.
We're
not going on this month number? On this manam we'll lose the matzmatzi the ganav atzmai, right? Mashiach atzmai. Sorry, matzmatzi mapik the ganav atzmai is mashiach atzmai nolan. That was that. He wasn't. The matzmatzi. He said, "What do you need a matzmatzi? You need a matzmatzi for Rabbi Ali, right?" Eloi. To tell you that
either way you need it for something else,
then you don't have the extra person, which either way you don't have an extra for whichever way you're going to learn. So Gemara says no, you do. The Lashon of the Pasuk is very weird. It says Timotze. It starts with Himotze and then it goes with Timotze. It should either be Himotze
or
Timotze Timotze. Meshani Krah, the fact that Torah says Himotze Timotze, Ramnatayati, and you can learn out according to each Manama, you can learn out Himotze Timotze, you can learn out both things, either Mashiach's Atzmai or Reba. And you can learn that also this halacha of God of Tzarek of FIFA will be included in Yodai.
You said it's not a hard Gemara. This is a hard one.
What a
dog.
We
do all these donuts now.
Do you want to know if I slept? No.
Now you can just say Rabbi Shmuel Weber.